fed cattle trade was a dollar higher in the Southern Plains on Wednesday. The Beef Industry Long Range Plan Task Force unveiled its updated 5-year plan to grow beef demand. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 30th of July. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was a dollar higher in the Southern Plains Wednesday at $97 a hundredweight, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Although too few to trend, there were also some live sales in Nebraska at $98 and in the Western Corn Belt at $99 to $101. Early dress sales were at $160. Slaughter steers and heifers also sold steady to a dollar higher at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, where 184 head of choice 2 to 3 steers weighed an average of 1,475 pounds and brought an average price of $101.12. Cash strength helped cattle futures extend gains Wednesday. Except for 2 cents lower in the back contract, live cattle futures closed an average of 77 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 98 cents higher amid extremely light trade. Wholesale beef values continue to drag bottom, though. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.85 lower Wednesday afternoon at $201.11 a hundredweight. Select was $1.17 higher at $189.49. Corn futures closed 3 to 4 cents lower through May of 21 and then mostly fractionally lower to a penny lower. Soybean futures closed fractionally lower to 5 cents lower through May of 21 and then mostly 1 to 3 cents higher. Calves and feeder cattle traded mixed but mostly higher at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers sold steady to $3 lower at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma, while feeder heifers traded $2 to $4 lower. A day earlier, lower undertones were noted for a narrow test of steer and heifer calves. There were 5,777 head on offer across both days. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, at Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, steers weighing less than 800 pounds sold $3 to $5 higher, and then $1 to $3 higher at heavier weights. Heifers weighing 6.5 to 800 pounds traded $5 to $7 higher. There were 3,306 head on offer. Steers weighing less than 600 pounds sold $2 to $6 higher at Springfield Livestock Marketing Center in Missouri, where there are 2,324 head. Steers weighing 600 to 800 pounds sold $5 to $10 higher. Similarly, heifers weighing less than 550 sold $2 to $6 higher and then $5 to $10 higher at 550 to 750 pounds. Finally, feeder steers and heifers sold $2 to $4 higher at South Central Regional Stockyards in Vienna, Missouri, where there are 1,171 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Wednesday. Besides tech stocks bouncing back, support included the Federal Reserve leaving interest rates unchanged as expected. According to a statement from the Fed, weaker demand and significantly lower oil prices are holding down consumer price inflation. Overall financial conditions have improved in recent months, in part reflecting policy measures to support the economy and the flow of credit to U.S. households and businesses. That statement goes on to say, the path of the economy will depend significantly on the course of the virus. The ongoing public health crisis will weigh heavily on economic activity, employment, and inflation in the near term and poses considerable risk to the economic outlook over the medium term. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 160 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 40 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 140 points. The Beef Industry Long Range Plan Task Force unveiled its plan for 2021 to 2025 at this week's NCBA Cattle Industry Summer Business Meeting in Denver. The Long Range Plan, updated every 5 years since 1995, is designed to help the beef industry establish a common set of objectives and priorities. It communicates the industry's strategic direction and provides insight to how the industry can serve its stakeholders by growing beef demand. For 2021 to 2025, the long-range plan includes the following overall industry objectives. 1. Grow global beef demand for U.S. beef by promoting beef's health and nutritional benefits, satisfying flavor, and unparalleled safety. 2. Improve industry-wide profitability by expanding processing capacity and developing improved value capture models. 3. Intensify efforts in researching, improving, and communicating U.S. beef industry sustainability. 4. Make traceability a reality in the U.S. beef industry. Core strategies and goals are detailed to achieve those objectives. For example, one core strategy for growing global demand for U.S. beef is to drive growth in beef exports, with the goals of increasing those exports to 17% of U.S. beef production by 2025. Also by then, the goal is for 75% of all cattle producing states to be participating in a nationwide animal disease traceability program such as U.S. Cattle Trace. Another example for the objective of improving industry-wide profitability is the core strategy of developing and implementing better business models to improve price discovery and value distribution across all segments. One of the goals for that strategy is to maintain a U.S. beef cow herd of 30 to 31 million head, with a growth target of 32 to 32.5 million head. Another goal is growing packing capacity by 7%, or an additional 7,000 head a day by 2025. Kim Brackett, an Idaho rancher, leads the Beef Industry Long Range Plan Task Force and says, "We want beef to be the protein of choice, and we want the entire U.S. beef industry to be trusted and respected for its commitment to quality, safety, and sustainability." She adds, "The task force invested many hours discussing the current state of the industry and what needed to be accomplished over the next 5 years. We feel we've established some important priorities and strategies," Brackett says, "as well as benchmarks for success that will help keep our industry on track through 2025 and beyond." That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 30th of July. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.